I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a privilege and an honor for me to preside and conduct at this meeting. So I'd like to get going. We'll begin with an invocation. Oh, first of all, I would like to excuse Vice Mayor Kyle Jones, who's out of town and will not be joining us this evening. We'll begin with an invocation by Councilmember Alex Fenter and the Pledge of Allegiance by TJ Zinser, who's a member of the Mayor's Youth Committee, who is attending the meeting tonight as part of their program. Youth from all the high schools in Mesa, all citizens of Mesa, and part of their program, year-long program, to become involved in the community. So welcome to the Mayor's Youth Committee. If you'd please stand for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity we have to meet as a council and in the community and be able to discuss the issues of our city. And we ask for thy blessing and giving us guidance and count as we meet together and look at these issues. We ask a blessing on those that are suffering with losses in this community, that they might be comforted. And we're grateful for the service of our public safety personnel and the sacrifices they make, and for all the service that's compassionate and others that is given to us in this community. We're thankful for our city of Mesa and for all the things that, all the positive things that go. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, TJ. Please be seated. We'll now proceed with the mayor's welcome. Thank you. The first item on the agenda is to take action on the consent agenda. Kimberly?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license for Chris Kendall Market for a one-day charitable event. Item 4B, act on new beer and wine store license for Carniceria Market Beer and Wine, 1931 West University Drive. Item 4C, act on new restaurant license for Falcon's Roost Restaurant and Lounge, 4731 East Falcon Drive. Item 5A, act on contract for purchase of 8 replacement radio dispatch consoles. Item 5B, act on 3-year supply contract for automotive lighting, mirrors, and safety supplies. Item 5C, act on 2-year renewal supply contract for meter set assemblies. Item 5D, act on 2-year renewal supply contract for traffic signal equipment. Item 5E, act on dollar limit increase to supply contract for traffic signal controllers and equipment. Item 5F, act on gas and water line replacement, $2,557,995. Funding is available for the adopted fiscal year 08-09 water and gas bond capital programs. Item 6A, act on resolution to secure $270,000 in grant funds to support rapid response team. Item 6B, act on resolution to secure $321,221 in grant funds to support medical response system. Item 6C, act on resolution to secure $4,000 in grant funds for terrorism liaison officer program. Item 6D, act on resolution to execute an intergovernmental agreement with State of Arizona for sharing of resources in the event of a disaster. Item 6E, act on resolution to assign a probation officer to Police Department Street Crimes Unit. Item 6F, act on resolution to secure $63,190 in grant funds for equipment and software for a forensics unit. Item 6G, act on resolution to secure $35,000 in grant funds for radio equipment at the East Valley Fusion Center. Item 6H, act on resolution to award $100,000 in grant funds for Mesa Grande Cultural Park. Item 6I, act on resolution to establish policies for cost sharing and fair revenue distribution for light rail costs. Item 6J, act on resolution to execute a lease with MCCCD for office space at 145 North Centennial Way. Item 7A has been withdrawn. Item 7B, introduce ordinance for December 1st, Z08-65, 6248 East Ensenada Street for a rezone. Item 7C, introduce ordinance for December 1st, Z08-66, 2649 North 78th Street for a rezone. Item 8A has been continued to the December 8th City Council meeting. Item 8B has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 8C has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 8D, act on amending zoning ordinance pertaining to land uses requiring council use permits. Item 8E, act on ordinance Z08-64, 5460 East Mountain Road for a rezone. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Ms. West, thank you very much. Are there any council members that would wish to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, any requests from citizens to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Summers, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Vice Mayor Jones absent. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item 3A, a public hearing on minor general plan amendment, GP minor 08-12. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from citizens?
No requests, Mayor.
Any discussion, council members? Not, I'll entertain a motion. Oh, that's public hearing, excuse me. There being no comments, or declare the public hearing closed. Item 3B, take action on the following resolution. This is GP minor 08-12, 3200 to 3300 blocks of North Wrecker Road on the west side. This is located north of the Longbow Parkway and west of Wrecker Road, 49.08 acres. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve, a second by Councilmember Summers. Ms. Crocker, any request to speak from citizens?
No request, Mayor.
Any discussion by council members? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Vice Mayor Jones absent. Item 3C takes action on the following ordinance introduced at a prior council meeting. Z08-63, the 2800 to 3100 blocks of North Higley Road east to Wrecker Road and the 3200 to 3300 blocks of North Wrecker Road west side. This is approximately 313.42 acres. We have a motion to approve from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Councilmember Summers. Any request to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No request, Mayor.
Any comments by council or questions by council members? Please vote. The vote is 6-0 in the affirmative with Vice Mayor absent. The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is item 8B. A07-26, an annexation. A proposal to annex land south of, annexing land north of Adobe Road and west of Chrisman Road, a little over 1 acre, and staff recommendation is approval. Council Member Higgins, I believe you asked that this be removed.
Yes, Mayor. Our roads going to the property. The point we haven't looked at is response times in the area, and my concern with annexing another house into the city is this is in the area where our response times are currently a concern, and I just don't want to add another property into an already stressed area. So that's why I had to take off consent, and I will be voting no on this.
Okay. Do we have a representative for the fire department that might address that issue?
Mayor, I think I'll take it. I would
well,
have a chance
that, Mr. Brady.
To visit. The fire department has reviewed both of these proposed annexations, and as they've reviewed them, they've either received commitments from the property owners that they will either make the improvements, whether it's extending fire hydrants or other mitigations, so that the fire department feels comfortable to recommend that they can move forward and be able to provide the service to these homes. So that, I think that was a summary of what we heard from the fire department. That's why they did recommend these particular annexations. While they have recommended against others, they felt like this would not, with the improvements that were committed to by the residents, that they could adequately provide the service in this area.
And would that include an understanding by the applicants that the level of service is what it is, and even after these improvements, that we have a certain level of service in some of these areas, as Councilmember Higgins has talked about, and they know what they're getting?
Certainly, yes.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Summers.
Mr. Brady, are these developed lots? Are there houses on these already?
There was a question about whether one of them was developed or not, and I couldn't tell you specifically which one that might be that may be vacant. There was some question that there may be a vacant lot, and it excluded one of these.
Yeah, I thought the 11-point, we have three cases. One was continued. One was 11.7, and I thought that was vacant. And the question is, and I'm trying to remember, too, if the one-acre lot and a 0.21-acre lot are also vacant. The reason being is if we annex them in, how do we hold them responsible for building that infrastructure? Is that infrastructure already in place if those houses exist? Or if it's a vacant lot, then we can simply hit them. I shouldn't say it like that. We would just require by code when they come to build that infrastructure
be in place. Yes, Councilmember, you're right. We will work with them. Right. To encourage them to incorporate, to build to code, and that's usually our biggest challenge is when we're having to annex a property that is already developed that is not up to the city standards. So ideally, this will work best when there is a vacant lot that comes into the city, and then we will work with them together to make sure they're compliant with our standards, which goes a long ways towards making it much more accessible and for the fire department to respond to.
Okay, so are these both vacant?
I did not say that, and I don't know that I can say that.
Mayor, Councilmember Summers, yes, these are both developed.
Are they
lots.
Both? Oh, developed.
These two are developed.
Oh. So they already have housing on board. So how are we going to require them? What infrastructure would have to be put in place to bring them up to current code?
Well, I'm assuming.
Or are they already there?
Correct me wrong, they're both going to need utility services. So as part of the acquisition of fire services, do we require that?
The first one, Mayor, 0726, indicates that water and sewer are there.
That's right.
And
which one is that? Okay, so both of these indicate in the report how fire hydrant accessible is right now.
Okay,
so what the report indicates.
So then they're already built. They already have water, and they already have fire hydrants.
That's what the report is saying, yes.
Okay.
There's one report for all eight. Maybe that's where we're missing it. There's a report at the beginning of 8A that covers 8A through 8C, and they've just combined that report together. And that's where that information is found, Council.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, okay. My concern is that they get the infrastructure in place, and then we're going to have to create a fire. That isn't me. Get the fire stations up and running. Do we have a guesstimate? Are they in? How far out are they? Are they very far from the fire station? 13?
No, they're Chrisman and Adobe, just outside the city limits.
Yeah, so it is a little bit of a stretch. But. Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Do we have a second? We have a second from Councilmember Richens. Is there any further discussion? Any requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. There being no further discussion, please vote. The vote is 5-1 with Councilmember Higgins voting nay and Councilmember Vice Mayor Jones absent. The motion carries. Item 8C,
which is also AO7-37.
AO7-37, annexing land located south of Main Street, east of Sossaman Road, 0.21 acres. We have a motion approved by Councilmember Richens, a second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Any discussion on this? Councilmember Higgins.
Yes, Mayor. I have the same points to make. Again, spot annexation, adding to, even though there might be utilities present, we're still adding yet one more house into a service area where we're having issues meeting our target response times. So that's why I will be voting no on this.
Thank you. Any other comments? Please vote. You guys need to revote. The vote is 4-2 with Councilmember Higgins and the mayor voting nay and Vice Mayor Jones absent. The motion carries. Next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. We have one request to speak. Mr. Douthat. David Douthat.
Mr. Mayor, Councilman, and Council Lady, I want to talk this evening about the budget and the issues you're facing now with resources disappearing on you as well as revenues. I'm happy to see that we have a lot of young people here because I want to address primarily the people out there. The city needs your help. Okay, this is your management team right now. They represent thousands of people in the city of Mesa that provide you with services, but they need your help now. If you go to the website, mesaarizona.gov, and you look down on the side there, it says, I want to column, and it says volunteer. There are 15 different divisions that they will accept volunteers for all sorts of jobs here. As a volunteer, you will help alleviate some of the issues that are present with the lack of resources that are starting to show up. The decisions that they make are very tough and very difficult, and they're working very hard. And you must remember that this is your city, it is your neighborhood, and more important, it is your home, it's their home, it's my home. It has to be maintained. And if it's starting to have some difficulties, all you have to do is put in a couple of hours a month, and it will do a great deal to help alleviate these issues. And there's a phone number for the city of Mesa. There's a Sheila Byrne, 644-5031, and then again the website. And if you find folks back who want to volunteer, there's plenty of things there for you to do too. And you can mention this to your friends. Anytime you run into somebody who's complaining about the city or the fact that they don't want property taxes or anything, give them these websites, give them that phone number and say, here you are, help us out, take care of it. It's time to get involved. We all need to get in there and help this get through this crisis because it's going to get very, very difficult. And these people have a very difficult job on their hands. And it will help make the people who work for the city feel better knowing the other citizens are getting directly involved in helping them with their jobs. Thank you very much.
Mayor, I really appreciate the information. We make sure we're real clear on the web address. You said it correctly, but it's Mesa AZ.
AZ.
I think you said Arizona. I just want to make sure we say AZ.
Mesa.
But
AZ.
That's a great point. We could always use volunteers. Thank you for saying that. I just want to make sure we got the right information.
MesaAZ.gov.
Correct.
GOV.
Yes, correct.
Not GUV. GOV. I just confused.
Oh, everyone. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much. All righty. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Councilmember Summers, second by Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.